In terms of the sheer number of hymns addressed to him, Indra is the most important deva in the Rig Veda. One quarter of the over 1,000 songs in this text are composed in his honor. His popularity probably reflects his importance to the Aryan community. Indra is a god of war, similar in some respects to Yahweh in the Hebrew Bible. Indra, like Yahweh, was the god who gave success in battle, and he was believed to lead the Aryans into war. Interestingly, he's also the god who controls the monsoon rains. One of the myths of the Rig Veda tells of how the heroic Indra slew Virtra, the demonic dragon that controlled the primordial waters, and how he split open the dragon's carcass to create the world. Those familiar with the Enuma Elish, the creation story from ancient Mesopotamia, will note the similarities between this story of Indra and that of Marduk's victory over Tiamat. Next to Indra in popularity is the Deva Agni, the divine fire. Nearly one-fifth of the songs of the Rig Veda are addressed to Agni. The name Agni is quite easy to remember when one notices that the English cognate also associated with fire, the word ignite. Agni was unique among the devas in that he dwelled in all three levels of the world, the heaven, the midspace, where he was called the child of the waters, that is, the lightning, and the earth, where he lived in plants and in wood and in the fires of the altar and hearth. Because of his mobility, Agni served as the mediator between the gods and humans. Through the ritual fire, he carried sacrifices to gods, and through the fires of cremation, he transported the dead to Svarga. Agni could even dwell in the body of spiritual adepts as tapas, as that creative energy associated with meditation. It's not surprising that the Aryans felt closer to Agni than they did to the other gods. The deva Varuna was the guardian of Rita, that principle of cosmic, moral, and ritual order. Varuna enforced Rita, but he did not create it. The gods, you'll recall, are subject to Rita just as humans are. The Aryans imagined Varuna seated in a large palace in Svarga, from which he watched the world and punished those who violated Rita. He was thought of as all-seeing and was described as the thousand-eyed one, probably an allusion to what we call the stars. Because of his role as custodian of Rita, sinners sought to appease Varuna through pleasing ritual sacrifices. Like Agni and Varuna, the deva Soma had an empirical manifestation. Soma appeared to the Aryans as a particular plant whose juices were used in ritual. Drinking Soma induced ecstatic experiences for those who imbibed it. Through Soma, one was able to see the gods, to feel a sense of immortality, courage, and even sexual virility. These passages from the Rig Veda aptly capture some of the experience of drinking Soma. It's entitled, "We Have Drunk the Soma." "I have tasted the sweet drink of life, knowing that it inspires good thoughts and joyous expansiveness to the extreme, that all the gods and mortals seek it together, calling it honey. When you penetrate inside, you will know no limits, and you will avert the wrath of the gods. We have drunk the Soma. We have become immortal. We have gone to the light. We have found the gods. What can hatred and the malice of a mortal do to us now, O immortal one? The glorious drops that I have drunk set me free in wide space. You have bound me together in my limbs as thongs bind a chariot. Let the drops protect me from the foot that stumbles and keep lameness away from me. Inflame me like a fire kindled by friction. Make us see far. Make us richer, better. I am intoxicated with you, Soma. I think myself rich. Draw near and make us thrive. Weakness and diseases have gone. The forces of darkness have fled in terror. Soma has climbed in us, expanding. We have come to the place where they stretch out lifespans.